The following presentation is a Barrett Sports Media production. In the sports media business, change is inevitable.
Tony Romo could become the first $10 million a year TV analyst.
Disney has named James Pitaro as the president of the worldwide leader.
Fox has signed a deal with the NFL to broadcast Thursday Night Football.
But not every move makes national headlines.
This news came out of left field, I think, for everybody.
I was shocked.
Keeping you updated on the news you might have missed. Here's Brandon Contis with the Under the Radar Podcast.
All righty, welcome to Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar Podcast with Brandon Contis, where we'll catch you up on the recent industry news that may have been missed, but certainly deserves some attention. And we do it each week in 10 minutes or less. This is Season 2, Episode 7, as we cross the halfway point for the second season of the Under the Radar Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Contis, Barrett Sports Media's lead reporter for sports radio and television news, writing daily news articles for the platform with some feature stories mixed in. And while we do a great job at BSM of cranking out daily content to keep everybody up to date on changes and news within the industry, there's still plenty that gets missed. And before we get rolling, I want to take a second to just mention how great it is every year to be part of the BSM Summit. For me, year three was especially special to be at since it was in New York. And each year the conference gets bigger, it gets better. The attendees, the speakers, the topics were all incredible and insightful. But personally, getting the chance to meet some new people and chat with folks from WFAN, from CBS Sports Radio, from ESPN New York, it was fantastic. And I was so proud to be part of the Summit's Open on the big screen, standing next to Mike Babchak and his infamous Speedo. I got to meet Chris Carlin in person for the first time, who had one of the best questions of the Summit when he popped out of the audience to ask Greg Giannotti about media warfare. It was really cool to sit down with Mark Chernoff a few weeks ago, have a candid conversation about the industry, and you can see that at BarrettSportsMedia.com if you haven't already. And then he brought so much to the stage at the Summit. Very engaging, very insightful, and really seemed to enjoy being there. I got to brag about how great of a town Patchogue is to Damon Amendola. Saw Ryan Hurley for the first time since I interned at ESPN a decade ago. Meeting Carrington Harrison, one of the industry's most talented hosts, was great. And it was really cool to see how many people went from being industry professionals to fans when they saw Mike Francesa off stage, and credit him for staying there as long as he did to talk and to meet with everybody that came up to him, myself included. And the fact that he brought up me being in the Fantasy Phenom 5 years ago made it even better.
You're the kid. Okay. I thought there was a kid here from that.
But there was plenty of learning, plenty of differing opinions, which is super healthy. People walk out of there motivated and invigorated, myself included. But now the hard work begins, and that's to implement or try a new idea. But with all that said, I'm quickly using up my time on this podcast, so let's transition back to the news, of which we have plenty to share. But as always, we keep it less than 10 minutes, so let's go. And in the leadoff spot, I mentioned the Fantasy Phenom contest with WFAN a minute ago, which I took part in 2015, finished second, an incredible experience, but 95.7 The Game in San Francisco runs their own version, the Dream Job contest, which is underway, and they just recently stopped accepting entries. They have 300 entries to sort through, so best of luck to everybody involved as they chase their dream of talking sports on the radio, the best media platform there is. And similarly, weekday host Daryl Guru Johnson won the station's Lucky Break contest back in 2012, so winning can absolutely lead to big things. Also in the Bay Area, the Oakland Panthers, an expansion team for the Indoor Football League, announced a partnership with KBCW and KNBR 1050 as the Panthers' official TV and radio partners for their 2020 inaugural season. The Panthers are a startup IFL team owned by Marshawn Lynch and Roy Choi, hoping to help fill the pro football void left by the Oakland Raiders departing to Vegas. And the Panthers' season starts March 14th. A couple of TV notes. Last month, the Cleveland Browns and News 5 announced they extended their partnership, keeping News 5 as the flagship TV station for preseason games and exclusive programming. The Browns and News 5 first established their partnership back in 2015. Terms and lengths of the new deal were not announced, but it was categorized as being long-term. Also in TV news, the Portland Timbers of the MLS renewed their partnership with Fox 12 and Fox 12 Plus. Fox 12 has been the flagship TV station of the Timbers since their inaugural season back in 2011. Fox 12 Plus will be the club's primary broadcast network. A couple of sad notes. First, the passing of Maura Mant. Mant died suddenly last week at the young age of 53. Mant was a longtime executive producer of the annual ESPY Award. She joined the show as a production assistant in the 90s, eventually taking over as executive producer in 2002, a role that she held for nearly two decades. Former Miami Dolphins announcer Henry Barrow died at the age of 83 after a battle with Lewy body dementia. Barrow was a member of the Dolphins' inaugural broadcast team back in 1966, where he worked as a color analyst, later a sideline reporter on radio. Barrow also spent time with WIOD and WAXY in Miami before retiring in 1998. We're going to bounce around a bit now, starting with the Seattle Seahawks radio play-by-play voice, Steve Rabel, who announced he's retiring from his work with Cairo. Rabel has worked nearly 40 years on Cairo 7 as a TV news anchor, but the 65-year-old said he's not ready to leave his radio gig with the Seahawks. He's going to stay on as play-by-play announcer for the Seattle football team, a team that he also played 6 years for from 1976 to 1981. Congratulations to Kimberly Martin, who moved from Yahoo Sports to ESPN, where she's going to work as an NFL reporter, contributing year-round on their NFL shows on SportsCenter, ESPN.com, and more. Martin was with Yahoo Sports since 2018, previously covering the Redskins for the Washington Post, and from 2012 to 2017, she was the New York Jets beat writer for Newsday. Best of luck to her on the new gig with ESPN. This was a really cool story. The city of Miami announces Biscayne Boulevard has been renamed Dwayne Wade Boulevard, which is obviously very well-deserved. But what was really cool is that Dwayne Wade called out 790 The Ticket morning host Brendan Tobin for making it happen. A really cool moment for Tobin as the longtime radio host and producer who he had been campaigning to get Wade the honor for almost 2 years with hashtag Dwayne Wade Boulevard and the video that he created, which featured a bunch of Heat personalities campaigning to give Dwayne Biscayne.
Oh, the circus is in town.
Give Dwayne Biscayne.
Let's make it Dwayne Wade Boulevard.
Oh, what a play by Wade.
Politicians, we want all of Biscayne named Dwayne Wade Boulevard.
But shortly after the announcement that Dwayne Wade Boulevard actually was going to happen, Wade took a moment on Twitter to recognize Tobin for his work, trying to make the name change happen, and it was awesome for him to do that and show the Miami radio host some love. Congratulations to Keith Smith, who announced he's joining the NBA team at NBC Sports as a full-time contributor. In addition to his new full-time gig, Smith said he won't stop producing content for Yahoo Sports, Celtics Blog, and Real GM. Real GM being a platform that I have a soft spot for, just because after they were the first website that I started posting articles for back in 2006 when I was in high school, so good stuff there. But Smith does a great job covering all things NBA, the salary cap, CBA, and all that should absolutely increase as he joins NBC Sports full-time. WTMM, ESPN 104.5, The Team in Albany, New York. They added an hour to their morning show beginning this week. Big Board Sports, hosted by Roger Weiland and Chris Honorato, is ESPN 104.5's only local weekday show, previously heard from 10 a.m. to noon. The show now airs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., so good stuff there. Congratulations to SiriusXM's Busted Open Radio, the show which features daily pro wrestling talk hosted by Dave LaGreca, along with contributors that include WWE's Mark Henry, Bubba Ray Dudley, Tommy Dreamer, and other rotating guests. It was announced Busted Open was the most listened to show for their streaming platform. That reported by Mike Johnson, a PW Insider, a testament to the popularity of wrestling, but also a major testament to the entertainment value of the show and its hosts. So congratulations to them. John Brickley announced he signed a contract extension with ESPN to continue working as an update anchor for SportsCenter, also covering college basketball, college football, the Frozen Four, the MLB with Baseball Tonight, along with other sports and play-by-play opportunities. Brickley has been with ESPN since 2011. And then ESPN superstar Hannah Storm, she signed a new contract with the network last week. We had that story up at BarrettSportsMedia.com just in case you missed it. This isn't surprising, but it's still disappointing. The New York Knicks don't have much to celebrate right now. They haven't had much to celebrate in a really long time. But on March 21st, they're going to be celebrating the 50th anniversary of their 1970 NBA championship, which featured a legendary Game 7 win over the Lakers. And it also featured Knicks' iconic play-by-play announcer, Marv Albert, famously saying,
"The big question is, will Willis Reed play tonight? Here comes Willis!
Here comes Willis as Willis Reed ignited the crowd and hobbled onto the court, but thanks to a feud with owner James Dolan, the former voice of the Knicks has not been invited to the celebration, and he absolutely should be there. It's a shame they couldn't figure it out. And our closer. Last week we shared news at BSM that Les Shapiro left the afternoon show on Mile High Sports after about 5 years, but Shapiro had been a staple in the Denver sports broadcasting world for almost four decades. Beginning this week, Shapiro's Mile High Sports co-host Eric Goodman, who's been with the show since 2009, is now partnering with Andrew Mason from TheDNVR.com for the new daily show, so best of luck to them. All right, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for listening to Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast. I'm Brandon Contis. Comments and feedback are always welcome at brandon.contas@gmail.com. As always, keep up to date with industry news at barrettsportsmedia.com. We'll have some other great feature stories dropping this week, and we'll chat next week. Be good.
Thank you for listening to the Under the Radar podcast. To pass along news, tips, and inside information, follow Brandon on Twitter at Brandon Contas. And for the latest sports media news, visit our website, barrettsportsmedia.com.